What an effort for your team tonight. What a game. 16 lead changes, 9 ties, but unfortunately it's the visitors that come up with the victory in the end. Your initial thoughts here.
I mean, proud is a word, you know, that you could throw out there because, you know, going in the half down 9 against that team, you oftentimes don't get enough possessions in the game to really, you know, get back in it because they either score or they are very selective with their shots, and, you know, it just kind of drowns the clock. But very proud of the effort that they showed. I thought this was the best game tempo-wise that we played. I thought we when we had opportunities, we went, and when we didn't, I thought we settled in and ran some good offense. I thought it really showed because I think our guys shot the ball much better tonight. And that was the reason was because we weren't sped up. We were being selective with what we were doing for the most part, and made a lot of really good plays. You know, Avery gets that drive on the baseline, and you know, little contact down there, but you know, tries to make a strong move in there, and nothing's called, and they get, you know, they get it, you know, a fast break layup down there, and we foul. You know, Alex had to come out. I thought he just did an outstanding job tonight on Hunter. I mean, just an outstanding job. You know, his legs have to burn after a performance like that because he was playing really good defense on a very, very good player. And, you know, it's unfortunate that the game didn't go our way. But I told our guys if we can show up hungry in the next few practices and play with that kind of, you know, space and pace and tempo and really, really seek out great shots, you know, we're going to be capable of hanging in there with anybody. And, you know, I thought they showed that tonight. And, you know, unfortunately for the seniors, you know, we don't get them a win on senior night. But like I said in the locker room, if this is the game that people remember you for, you got to be darn proud of it because you played your butts off.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is a nerve-wracking game here. And a big night for Dylan Metzger. He struggled shooting as a lady. He ended up with 20 points. He had 6 threes. And I think only missed a couple of shots from the floor. But it was just kind of the 4 players that scored tonight. But you had a lot of the others that did a lot of other things that maybe did not score.
Yeah, no, you know, Avery was a big factor on, you know, the defensive side with his length and size. Thought Dylan Duff gave us great minutes defensively. You know, he was really challenging Hunter as well. You know, he was getting up there, getting down in his space and played a very good job, a very good game. You know, we kind of tightened up the rotation in that second half because I really liked what our guys were doing out there. And, you know, Alex, I don't know if he scored or not, but it doesn't matter to me because what he did on defense was more than enough. But, you know, I thought we were smarter tonight than in many of the games we played before, and I think that was all about the tempo that we chose to play today. I thought our eyes, our vision was really good. I thought we saw Jackson when he was one-on-one, and I thought we kicked it out and, you know, went for the three when they were doubling him. And so those were good basketball plays. We just couldn't make quite enough of them down the stretch right there. They did a great job on that last play. We had run it before to Dylan, so we were going to run it to Jackson knowing that he was going to be able to get his shot off, and we were going to go for three or he was going to drive it, and they did a really good job. They switched it at the last second, and he was able to get out there and get that steal.
You know, I thought you guys kind of wore Hunter down tonight. He only had 14 and only 3 after halftime, and it was for them, for Colby, it was their cast that really stepped up and scored, and I think you would take that any time.
Absolutely, and, you know, right there towards – it might have been towards the end of the third quarter. I think number 0 hit a 3, number 0 in the corner over here. And that's the guy we were going to make a shot before we worried too much about him. And so we have to live with that because that's what we were doing. And, you know, but – and, you know, you say 14 points and you're talking about, man, you know, we did a really good job on him. He's just so active, and he's got so many moves, and he starts and stops quick, and you have to respect every time he looks at the rim because he's a definite threat. And that's why I say I think Alex did just an amazing job tonight on him and Lawson as well, because Lawson got up and guarded him quite a few times when there were switches. You know, so, again, you know, it's just – it's one of those things, man. We came back, we had the momentum, and you know, but it doesn't take much to shift. And like you said, with the lead changes in the game, it was just back and forth. And so what I'm so proud of is our guys, you know, the resiliency, you know, to be down 9 points and come back. you know, then to get, you know, get down by two or three and come back, and just that never quit, you know, which you already know if you watch our team, that's never going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, they're gonna play the 32 minutes as hard as they possibly can. But I thought tonight we took a step in the right direction as far as the intelligence went. And, you know, the result was we played a very good game against a very good team, and we were right there at the end. So we're going to take, you know, you don't want to lose. There's no moral victories in this game because we had the opportunity to win and we didn't. So we have to learn from it and continue. And our guys always do such a great job of that. You know, the next couple of days at practice when we do have them, very, very ready. They're going to be eager. And we just have to build on tonight because we take the loss, but we got better.
And you, like you said, no moral victories there. But tonight really had to feel like you belong with Colby. You belong with anybody in this sub-state.
Yeah, and you know, we've been talking about it all year, you know, as far as the coaches in the league and coaches in the sub-state is how jam-packed it is. And it's up for grabs for anybody. Yeah. You know, obviously Colby, you know, being in the one seed is kind of the target. But, you know, given the way that we played tonight and that we've continued to get better throughout the season, you know, I like our chances as much as anybody. And on any given night, you know, we can go out there and beat any team. And our guys are going to have that mentality because they're not going to back down from anybody. We have to continue to play with the intelligence that we did tonight and, you know, just play as hard as we can. And if we do those two things, I can live with anything that happens.
Well, good effort for your team tonight. What a fun game. And thanks again, as always, Coach. You get to know school tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. They were so excited, and I was so upset, you know, when they announced that. But, you know, not having school is, I guess that's the bonus win, I guess.
Well, yeah, and we get no coaches show either tomorrow because
of
that.
Man,
I know
unfortunate.
I guess, yeah, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, sounds good, Adam. Thanks.